Next week, Bill Gates is stepping down from Microsoft to focus on his charity. Its goal? To rid the world of diseases like malaria. By giving away around $30 billion, he's always welcome in the corridors of power.
Is he supportive of the work you do in the foundation?
Yes, I'd say that Tony Blair and Gordon Brown have been two of the best world leaders on these issues, both in terms of giving them visibility and increasing the generosity.
As well as dropping in on Downing Street, Bill's got a packed schedule of business meetings. His new agenda means he's even busier than ever.
We have got a meeting with a number of chief information officers from big UK companies. From there, he actually then meets with the Sunday Times business editor. One meeting is 3 minutes, which is...
What can you say in 3 minutes? Well, maybe you're Bill Gates, you said it all.
I'd like to introduce Bill Gates.
Chairman Bill may soon be spending less time in the office, but the billionaire sales rep can't resist pitching the latest Microsoft product, touch recognition technology.
I picked a particular application here just to show you how touch might work. Underneath here, this is just a Windows personal computer that has a camera and some magic software, so it's watching my fingers.
For the boss of Microsoft, it's a time of transition. The geek who transformed the computer industry is being rebooted, and the 2008 version of Bill Gates could have an even bigger impact.
Bill Gates is standing down for the company he built into one of the most profitable in the world. Having made his fortune, he's about to embark on the next stage of his career, giving it away.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is growing in size and ambition, almost as fast as Microsoft did. But it's a family affair, to which the couple have promised to give almost all their fortune. By donating $30 billion to charity, Gates is now sharing a global platform with presidents, prime ministers, and even rock stars.
This wealth, we've chosen not to pass it to our children or, you know, buy all sorts of mansions or whatever. We're getting it back to society in the way that can have the most positive impact.
Until now, it's been Melinda Gates who's been spending more time on the foundation.
This is a challenge that we have, because people look at Bill and me and say, my gosh, you have a ton of money, right? Okay, so we've started this foundation, and when we started it, we put into it $30 billion. That's all money Bill's earned, essentially, from this incredible company, Microsoft. And a
friend of ours, Bill Gates, will soon be working alongside his wife, and friends say they complement each other.